No, we're not waiting for anything. No, call the order. Yeah.
Would you pass it?
So if you all call it together, we'll call it together.
What, in unison?
Yeah.
Oh. Is it hot? Okay, so let's call the order. The meeting.
Sort of
everybody unanimous?
Everybody.
Yep.
We
yeah.
all call it the meeting to order together.
Yes.
Okay, at 5:30.
So, for in addition to the agenda, should we make a motion to select somebody to be an interim chair to chair the meeting? Or I'll make a motion to select someone to be an interim chair to run the meeting? Does anyone second it?
Should we pick a person first?
Well, we could just
end discussion.
Should we name a person?
Do we have any
volunteers?
Or did we have idea of what we might have? Like, if it was for just this meeting, get this meeting through, or?
I'd say we just do it. I'd like to just do it for this meeting, and then we would have, at our next meeting, we would talk about the reassignments of officers. So just for this meeting?
That makes sense.
Does that make sense?
I'll second that.
So.
Is anyone going to volunteer?
Oh, I can do it.
Okay, so I'm going to make a formal motion to have Corey be the chair to run the meeting tonight, temporary chair.
Second. Okay. We had discussion. We had discussion, so vote aye.
Aye.
Discuss first.
Oh, I thought we did discuss. Would you like to discuss further?
Discuss.
I don't.
I feel like we just need to
move on
today's meeting.
Okay, so I'm gonna vote in favor.
Aye.
Aye. Okay.
All right. So welcome everybody. We have on here what we were hoping to be sort of an abbreviated meeting, just kind of get ourselves organized. It's a lot of uncertainty, and I just appreciate your patience and grace for us as we kind of work this thing together. We do have public comment at the end today. We're hoping to get through some business and then deal with public comment, so just so you know. So, do we have any addition or deletion of items? That did fall off, but that would be good. So, the review of operating logs would be good. Do you have it with you? Viewpoints, be responsive and responsible to our community with reference to the strategic plan, make decisions based on data and facts, listen to each other, be reflective, and run meetings that respect time, have concise agendas, and are transparent. So do we have any addition or deletion of agenda items? Okay, I didn't either. So we have a motion for approval of minutes of the November 12th meeting.
I move to approve the minutes.
I'll second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Thank you, Grace.
Yes, thanks.
Aye.
Thanks, Grace.
I'm in favor.
Aye.
Okay. So next we have the treasurer's report, which, today is just, we have the warrant for December, and I Did you bring a monitor in? Is that?
I don't know. I wasn't
okay.
Sure because
I didn't hear an update on that, but there is one in the a second one. So I don't know what the process is for that, but the reason that's relevant to the treasurer's report is the warrant. We had an option to pay for that monitor that Vinny provided, or to pay the bill without the monitor. And I will just read it out loud, and then I'll pass these through to you, everybody. So we have normal bills of Adele, the courier service. We pay her hours and mileage. There are some petty cash expenses. Courier service again with postage, community engagement. We have Story Hour Technology, which is our Canopy movie rental program, Lisa May programs with the yoga. We have water, and then again, Adele's hours for the courier service, and Vinny Covino with the computer repair. So I put the one with 500 without the monitor on top, because I kind of was anticipating that was what we were going to do. That's what it, I thought that you had a monitor. I didn't look at the monitor to see if that one works, and I don't know where it came from, so the extra one. So we can talk about that, and I'll just, I guess, pass this down. So we would need to vote on which way to go, I guess, for that, and to approve, well, probably that first, and then to approve the warrant.
So we have a monitor there that we assume is what we're making the assumption it works, but we don't know where it came from.
Correct.
And there's also the one that Vinny was supplying is also there?
It is there, yes.
So they're, okay.
Yeah.
And again, that's a, I feel like it's a temporary fix.
Right.
So, right?
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, we would want a working computer at some point.
Well, now it's hard to make a decision, because if there's another additional monitor that we don't know where it came from, maybe someone has gifted it, maybe someone had it and heard that we needed it. We don't even know.
There wasn't a note with it.
No note.
Nothing. I forgot to ask Adele about it when I was here.
Mm-hmm.
Did you say you didn't look for one, Joni? Or you?
We are in the middle of moving.
Oh,
yes. I'm sure we have one. It just hasn't materialized.
Okay. I was just wondering if there was a different reason. So,
just
well, I guess we don't have to pay for the one that Vinny is lending us if we have another one there now.
So, do we want to sign this one? Or do we
One is with the one.
Yeah, there are
one's
two.
With the 75, and one's
one
without
with,
it.
That's the $500. Yes.
What do you think?
I would say without it.
Yeah, I think without it, why not? Why overkill before we know more information?
Okay, and just read the so the amount is $1,153.49. And again, I did not have the credit card bill that it didn't get broken down. And then when I looked to do that myself, there were some questions I had about the categorizing of the credit card bill. So that I will have to update and get to everybody at the next meeting. It looks like there might be some work to do to figure out how things get attributed, like just the different categories. Does that make sense to all of us? Okay, so do I have a motion to approve that warrant for Grace? Could you read the amount?
For $1,153.49.
I'll make that motion.
And I guess we did have some discussion already, so we decided to not buy the monitor from Vinny. I'll let him know, and then we will try to see. Hopefully that the other one works, and see what we do with that.
Why don't you just try it out?
Right. Well, right now I don't want to do it at the meeting, but yeah, I think we will after.
Moving forward, is it possible to get the warrants before the meeting so we can read them?
Yeah, it is. This was a little bit of
a
different time. And in doing that, I would need, that's one question I had for the board Some of the bills come in, like today, I came in and I was intending to do it earlier, and I didn't have some of Adele's things, so would the board like to have a deadline of the bills due a week before our meeting, and then be able to, you know, make the warrant and send that out to the board?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Because what's happening is I was waiting for the bills, for, you know, to get the bills at the very last minute to pay all of them, because it takes a while. So in doing that, I realized it shorted the board of the time to look at the warrants.
That's a good idea. And are you, now, do you have access to the laptop?
I couldn't find it, I don't know, and I didn't hear if they got returned. Does anybody know? Okay. So I was working, on the computer here, but that is a follow-up that we, I think, we would need to do some follow-up on those items. Outstanding, key, et cetera.
So we need to vote.
Did we vote?
No.
We need to vote. So all, unless, is this discussion done? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Warrant?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. So we will get this to Julie tomorrow. Okay. So here we have discussion and action of scheduling a second December meeting to assign officers, approve the budget, approve the letter for town report, and discuss advertising for new trustee.
Was there a reason that we couldn't do this tonight?
Which part? I thought that you wanted time to advertise.
I was wondering why we couldn't do approving the budget. Advertising for trustee, but
Well, as the budget that went out, I got out to everybody, it was starting off at quite a deficit for this year, and it seems like we need a healthy discussion, and I'm not sure that we are at the point to do that together tonight. And I just mean that it needs some focus, and it needs some analysis and some just work in that direction. And it seems like that's something that would be better to have a little bit of a pause before we do that.
Yeah.
I did send out, I put in the actuals. I did not hear back from anybody about any other suggestions. And I can pass it out to you now if you want to take back. I did email it out, but I just thought that would be easier to have as together at some point in December, because we need to have it approved to go to the town report.
Do you think it's worth talking about those finite numbers that you shared with us in open meeting now? So
sure.
That, I think that's probably a good idea.
Okay, sure, that makes sense. And then again, so we did also find out right before, it was Tuesday, that the select board has decided to change the way that library salaries are funded. In the past, the library would approach them with a dollar amount per staff member, and they would approve that. What they have done is they have decided an appropriation for the library, which is a set amount of money, and it's for the library to decide how that is distributed through the employee to the employees. And this, they're funding it at a flat rate from last year, so there's no raises. And again, with our, we do need to put some time into thinking about the hours that we will need to fund this, and that was another complication of the budget talk that. Because we had presented and asked for raises, which would impact us by over $5,000. And then again, starting out with the deficit already, that just doesn't seem feasible to me. So it will, as the select board said, allow us to have more autonomy in deciding how we want those hours to be spent, and the rate, we can set rates ourselves without taking it to them. So in that respect, it's going to be, I think it will give us a lot more flexibility, but it does, will take some thought so that we don't go in a hole just for that. So the budget, I put the actuals from this year, so it's not the full 5 months instead of six, but as you can see, we are well under anticipated revenues and sort of on track for our expenses. So
I thought the expenses were up.
I think that was from the previous year. I looked through, let's see, the year to date, there's expenses have $10,747.31, and our budget is $38,500. So that's, you know, on track as far as the percentage of the year that we were in. That was maybe from last year, the ending of
the end of 2024.
Expenses were up and revenues were down. And we started at, or we ended at a deficit, which was the first deficit since 2016.
How much was the deficit?
I have it 1475. It might be 1478. There were, our budget was, what was it? 36. So, yeah. So, coming up with the budget for fiscal year 2026, what I did was kind of conservatively would just go off of what we realized for 2025, or what we seem to be realizing for 2025, and kind of just knocked it down a little bit. I think it's good to be realistic with that, but that does show that our anticipated revenues are $30,950, and then our expenses were $39,100 anticipated. I did mark some points where we can talk. Again, it would be without having a director with input onto these things and without having an understanding of last year's accounting, it's hard for me to know things like the story hour or the books ordering, how that would change or if it would shift or not, because we didn't spend as much on books as we had thought, but is that because we didn't have somebody sort of dedicated to buying them? I'm not sure, and I think that we would need to meet probably with Adele. I would need to talk to her and see. I tried to get some of that today, but I think it would be better to have sort of a formal sit down.
I think that this will be good to give us the time from now until our next meeting to go over and look at some of these things with like the big fluctuations up and down. And if there's anything in particular that you think that we should look at, maybe you could, you know.
Sure, I will. I'll send out an email that summarizes the things that I'm talking about right now.
But you've created some new categories also, correct?
I did. I put legal counsel, as we talked about last time, and community engagement. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. And so, there are a couple, like technology, and we talked, I think, Joni, you said that you thought that might be like streaming services or things that are not actual physical things, but I just wanted to make sure that we're all on the same page with that. And what is it? Because right now, fiscal year 25, we've only spent almost $875 out of $2,500 budget, but I don't know if that just got assigned somewhere else in error, or I'm not sure if there's a true
Is it something worth asking Catherine about?
I mean,
I just wasn't sure if it'd be helpful to ask Catherine about what she thought that.
I was thinking Catherine Bostock would be the accountant in West Pollock.
Oh.
I was like, oh, that she would be a good person to ask. Accounting
Catherine.
I'm not sure.
Okay.
Would that be something that we would consider doing? I mean, we had talked about it a few meetings ago. Having an outside accountant help us to kind of get things streamlined or up to snuff. Would that be something that we would want to do? I mean,
possibly. We have to. And I think going forward, if we're doing for fundraising and that sort of thing, a lot of times it's helpful to have a specific target. So we've looked at our budget, we can do this, and we really need help in this area. So then that would be something we might talk about. It's hard because we're talking about, you know, July 1st, 2025. So we have a lag with that, you know. If we decided now that we wouldn't do that, we wouldn't be able to spend the money and for 7 months, which is kind of frustrating. But yes, I think that's probably something that would be worth thinking about.
I mean, 7 months, it's going to go by faster than we can imagine. And I think that, like, just getting things in a way that is more understandable and is a really good investment of time.
And also possibly, I know that she's worked with other boards, I think the West Pollock Fire Department.
Oh, that's right, you mentioned that.
And has helped them do audits of their past accounting, just so that we can kind of, unless it is something that you are comfortable with, so that we can start moving forward in a way that is, we know that from this step forward, we are moving forward in good standing and good understanding of where our trajectory is. Catherine Bostock.
So can the
CBH accounting.
CBH. Okay.
So can we make a motion to ask Corey to reach out to?
We already have, and I didn't have the name of the person.
Oh,
so
we did.
I knew it was somebody who worked with the West Pollock Fire Department. I tried sussing that out, but then it was other things.
So we did make a motion on that already?
Already, yes. Okay. Okay, so yes, I will. Several meetings ago, I think. Yeah. Okay. So I don't know if anybody else has more thoughts about that, the budget right now, or just to, I will. Budget's here to everybody.
Do we want to talk about who would pen the letter to the town for the budget, for the annual report, rather?
That was for the
discussion
right now, is to have that happen at the December meeting. I guess we would decide now who would write it for that.
Right,
that
that's
right.
What I was thinking.
The timeline that you made up from Julie Mack last time seemed like that the budget has to be in rather expediently, right?
I think she told me the end of December.
Okay. What, just like the 31st?
Yeah.
Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do we want to talk about when we want to meet next?
Sure, yeah.
So that we all feel comfortable with the amount of time to get the budget in and.
Can I just go back for a second?
Yeah.
Corey, you had mentioned something about the credit card and changing the timing. Was that something we should vote on?
The warrant.
I think it was all the bills, wasn't it?
I'm not sure.
Okay, I didn't know if it was like
I think
made.
I don't know if we would make a policy for that or something along those lines.
Do you have a credit card?
I just found out today. Yes. So. We did not. That was supposed to have been changed over to Christine, and she didn't do that. And I was told today that Catherine took it. So.
No, because we received an email about it a few weeks ago.
I know. I responded to that email. Adele told me that she said that the credit card is gone.
Yes.
Okay. So she said that Catherine took it.
Yes, and we received an email about that a few weeks ago.
Catherine did email us, but she sent a follow-up saying she wasn't going to take it back.
No, she didn't. I didn't receive the email, but follow-up. I just received the email from Catherine. So there's no credit card right now. So what is the next step moving forward?
I've talked to Adele, so she and I will talk to the credit card company. She doesn't want it to affect her credit. Right. Julie had told me that it doesn't affect a person's credit, that it just, you just has to have a name because it can't come to a building. So I guess I can forward you the correspondence from Catherine, but I believe it was just between me and Harley and Christine and Catherine.
I never received anything from
Catherine. Did you get the one where she said she was, or didn't I send it out? Did I send it out to you?
I think you sent it out.
Yeah, okay. I sent it out.
I know I saw it, but I didn't see a follow-up. Did you?
Okay, it was over Thanksgiving, so it was okay. Like I was not really wanting to.
Okay, thanks.
So, she had said that, and rightfully so, we agreed that that Christine would take the credit card in her name in our October meeting, and then that didn't happen, and Catherine was upset about that. So, again, she was rightfully, wanted it to be off of her name, and I guess I don't know what happened to that. She sent an email following up saying that she would not take the card away. And then I believe it might have devolved with Christine resigning. So I really don't know what happened with that.
Do you have insight on it, Jenny?
I guess I was here at the library when she came in and got it.
Oh.
So that's on.
Oh, that Catherine got the card?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So you know that. Then.
So I knew
okay,
she
so
got
you
it.
Could have told. Okay.
So that's why she got it on November 15th.
Okay.
So that's why I was confused as to.
I think my emails were after that. I don't know. I can't recall what time they came.
Okay.
But again, that was something that we had, Christine had agreed to do. And
so how do we move forward? Do we get a new credit card? Or
yeah,
just
Adele
a name?
Said she would, if it doesn't affect her credit, she will put her name on it and it can come, it will come to the library. And,
okay.
And then, so I have the information to call the credit card company, I guess. She said needs to be done, so I don't know. I guess it just got canceled then, rather than being switched to somebody else with somebody else's name.
So does that mean that we need to initiate a?
I don't know. I wasn't.
So is that something that you have to take care of, or do you want someone else to take care of it? A credit card for the library. I mean, I don't.
I
know that you're the treasurer, but I mean, I'm happy to do it too. I don't know what. If I knew the credit card company, is it something that you just, as a trustee, that we can call and ask, or does it have to be in the person's name that applies for the card?
I don't know. That I honestly don't know any about it. I mean, I was
so historically
it
was in Catherine's name. So are you comfortable with it being in your name?
If it doesn't affect my credit, but Adele said she would do it.
Would this be a question that we could ask Julie Mack? Because I'm sure they have a institutional credit card for the town,
mm-hmm.
And so she might know the correct steps of how to.
Yeah, I mean, I think that it's just a matter of contacting the card and then and just starting all of that. I would imagine.
Okay.
I think it's Berkshire, but.
Oh, that's right. It is Berkshire.
Yeah.
Is it a credit card or is it a debit card?
I believe it's a credit card, but I haven't seen it ever, so I don't know for sure.
Okay.
So, or we were talking about scheduling a special meeting in December. Do we want to have a motion to do that, and then we can talk about when?
I'll make a motion to schedule a secondary December meeting. Is there a second?
I'll second.
And Grace seconds, and then now we'll discuss as to when
yeah,
the day is.
Yeah.
So, what about 2 weeks from tonight, the 17th? Is that a good time for everybody?
Yeah.
Second for you, Grace?
Thanks.
Yes, I can do that. Okay, so 5:30 here
yep.
in the library.
Yep. Yep.
And then at this meeting, we will be assigning officers, approving budget, approving the letter for the town report, and discussing advertising for new trustee.
We can do that now.
Yeah.
Because we would want to advertise before then. What do we want to do about the letter for the town report?
When is that one due?
I don't know. I don't know the date on that. Did Hartley say when?
I do not remember. I can
find out from something. I think they're in January, but I'm not positive because they're just printing it. But I don't know. I mean, maybe it's different before that. I'm sorry.
With the special meeting, the open to the public,
yes.
Or is it just?
Yeah. Every meeting we would have this open meeting.
Okay.
Yep. And then if we're acting on things, we have to be an open meeting.
Right.
So, yeah.
This is from last year, but there's
no
date on it.
Or do we have to see the budget?
I don't know how does that work? Have you guys out there before the a meeting to the public?
What?
The budget.
So they didn't last year.
Right.
Did the US the year before? Probably.
Was
oh, you weren't?
Oh, Jessica? Wait, what?
Oh, I was just, the way the select board does it is when we have our budget meeting, that's the first time the public sees the budget.
Okay. During
at the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to the board before that to look over.
Right.
But then the public is able to see it and during the open meeting.
Okay.
That's what
I thought. Okay. Thank you.
Right.
Okay, so then yes. I mean we've been talking about it a little bit here, but
yeah.
So do we have
Do you have interest in running the letter?
This is for the town report?
Yeah.
I can do that.
All right, that's awesome.
Thanks.
Thank you, Grace. And then we should, how do you guys want to advertise for the vacancy on the board? Do you want to do it in Front Porch Forum and maybe we could give it something to Deb Hawkins to put on the website? Like,
yeah.
And then we could put it on this website?
Facebook.
Yeah, I think all of the ways that happened last time.
Mm-hmm.
Who would do it?
I can do it. Unless you want to do it.
Okay.
Did you see your movie?
Mm-hmm.
Your movie?
We're just like moving everything out of our house.
Oh, okay. Like a big
thing.
That's cool.
Wow.
That's a good exercise.
But not during the middle of a
no.
play.
No.
So, do we want to vote then to schedule a meeting on? Wait, yeah, we have the motion. So, do we want any more discussion about
we
this?
We didn't
meeting?
Name the date.
We did say.
I mean, not in the motion.
Yeah. Okay.
Do we make a new motion with the date?
Just
as amended.
As amended.
Yeah.
With the date.
Okay. Let's vote.
Right. And any more discussion? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay. We have a new meeting December 17th at 5:30. Okay. And during which we will do the signing up officers, approving the budget, and approving the letter for the town board. Okay, so I would like to review our operating norms and then I'll open up to public comment. I think that this meeting went very, very well. We focused on agenda topics. We were open-minded. We were respectful of each other. We value different viewpoints, although I don't know if we had much conflict on that. We're responsive and responsible to our community, referencing the strategic plan. I think that just putting this all in motion is being responsible to our community. Make decisions based on data and facts, and that's probably what will come with the budget. We listen to each other, we're reflective, and we had a meeting so far that respect time, had a concise agenda, and was transparent. So, public comments. I'll open it up. Can I see a show of hands as to how many people intend to comment?
Okay.
Four? Okay. All right, so let's see, I don't know where to start. Molly. I'm going to go left this way, okay?
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to come up here. And,
okay,
here's I would like to ask the board for a little extra time. It'll be a little bit more than 2 minutes.
I think we'll get four people, so we'll be on.
Okay, great.
Not 20 minutes, please.
I'm Molly Beveridge, and I'm a former library board trustee and chairperson in the teens. It was in the 2014-16 Duke. Lindsay Barnes was not and is not capable of being an effective library director for the Pollock Public Library. Everything I'm going to discuss here has been said in public.
This public comment should be pertaining
relevant to
the
meeting.
On our agenda and what we discussed at our meeting.
Is there any time to talk about?
Well,
In the past, in public forums, people have spoken
about a previous employee as on public. I don't think that's appropriate. I know that is your personal opinion and.
No, this isn't personal opinion. This is actually after calling Vermont Department of Libraries, the grant was not.
I don't think that we should.
Yeah, that's character assassination.
It's okay to do that to the library board chairperson, but not for the person who was doing the assassinating.
Honestly, I don't intend for us to go down and forth about that.
I appreciate that.
Okay.
I'll just hand this off to Gordon.
Okay. All right. Rhonda.
I just wanted to put this out. First of all, I wanted to acknowledge and thank the board members for all your work over the past year or so.
I'm sorry, Rhonda, can you hold on till these guys stop? I can't hear you because I can't.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you. Well, it's quieter now.
Rhonda.
Yeah. So, just I wanted to acknowledge and thank the board for all your work and recognize the stress you've been under and appreciate all the assets that are seated around this table, and I'm really excited about the good work that you can do together environment. And on that note, I understand that the board did receive a $10,000 grant related to supporting the hearing accessibility of the library. You haven't been able to, you haven't had the bandwidth or the capacity to look into using that grant. The deadline has passed. If, as a community member with some experience with philanthropic grant making and such, you could use some support in untangling that a little bit, I'd be very happy to help.
Thank you, Rhonda.
Heather?
Sure. Heather Thomas, I live in Wales. I don't live in Pollock, but I previously served on another library board. And I really just value what a resource this library is in Pollitt. I've I've done workshops here recently, hosted a birthday party, and I'm a regular. And I will just say that in the past, I have not felt welcome here as a patron. And with Adele's presence, she's just amazing. She's so gracious and such a resource for the community. She goes above and beyond all the time. And I just want to make sure that she's recognized for her work.
Thank you. I will I'll let her know that you said this. Jessica, thanks.
Okay, so mine are more like information rather than public comment, but I am a member of the public. So regarding the select board meetings and the process of appointing a new library trustee, the select boards will be meeting next Tuesday, and then it's the following meeting would have been Christmas Eve. It has been canceled.
Okay.
So the next select board meeting after that will be 2 weeks after Christmas Eve, which is January 8th, 9th, something, whatever that date is. So that would be the earliest date that the select board would be able to officially appoint a new library trustee if you have a suggestion, if you have applicants by then.
Okay, and I wasn't clear about that. So is the library board present the letters of interest to the select board directly? I mean, I know that was...
The select board is the one who will make the decision.
So
it's up to you to decide if you want to put forward a preferred alternative or if you just want to throw everything at the select board.
As far as advertising, would we have it go to Kristen or would we have it come to us?
My thought, if I was a member of your board,
right.
I would want to look at them first and talk about it amongst this board before coming to the select board. If all of you had a single voice in coming to the select board and saying, we think this applicant is the strongest, I feel like the select board would probably get behind all of you.
Mm-hmm.
If you have varying opinions, you could then put forward a couple different people.
Okay.
If there's more than one person who's interested, that's how it is.
Yes.
And then the select board would be the ones to decide.
Right, okay.
But I mean, as you know, the select board doesn't have a lot of experience about libraries.
Right.
So
I was just
you have the experience.
Yeah, I was wondering about the transparency of like last time we didn't have an idea of how many applicants there were for the open position.
Right.
So that was kind of a hidden thing, and I thought that it might go directly to the select board, but I guess then we would have it come to.
Do you guys want to talk about it amongst ourselves? I mean, it didn't work that way last time, but that's theoretically how it should work. So. I mean, I'm open to that. I mean, it feels good to be, to have us, the four of us, talk about it.
Okay. Would it go to?
But the thing is, if we wait till the 17th to discuss, then we have to wait until the January meeting of the select board to present our recommendation.
So, Jessica, does that mean that the letters of interest would go right to the select board, or would they come to the board?
I think you could do either way you wanted, but. Again, if I were you, I would probably feel better sending it to some of you to look at first.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So my other thing that I wanted to say is, which I mentioned to Corey already, but I want everyone to know, is that the town has been awarded a MERP grant, Municipal Energy Resilience Program. The total amount is $444,535.65.
Wow.
Thank
you. A weirdly specific number. Approximately half of that is meant to be used for this library building and the other half for the town hall. And it is to be used. It is very exciting. Yes. And it is to be used first for insulation improvements to windows and doors and what's called the building envelope to make it leak less heat and cold.
Yeah.
Second, to install heat pumps, either air source or ground source, depending what works best for our area.
Wow.
And it will be then up to whatever engineers we work with to decide whether we need to keep our old system as a backup or what we want, if we need additional backup or what we need. But yeah, to install heat pumps. And then if there's money left over from that, which there probably won't be, honestly, there would be an option of using the additional for solar panels, EV chargers, or building battery backups.
Really cool.
That's amazing.
Thank you, Jessica.
Also,
okay.
And this grant is funded with the money that the state got from those COVID rescue monies.
Yeah.
And they had to spend it by the end of the year. So they're giving it out to towns for this. The important thing that I would like the library board to start thinking about is that 20% of that grant total can be used for ADA compliance.
Yeah.
So I guess
it must be. Must be, right?
The buildings need to be brought toward ADA compliance. And if they aren't currently fully ADA compliant, which the town hall is, so we don't have to worry about the town hall, but the library is not.
Right.
So that means that we need to spend that 20%, which I'm assuming would be about $88,000, toward attempting to bring, I mean, if we can't fully bring it to ADA compliance, I doubt we'll be able to get the basement accessible with that amount of money, but anything else that needs to be done and can be done with that money,
just like ramp improvements and stuff like that.
Yeah,
that's great. Stairs, yeah, that's great.
Yeah, and obviously everything with this building will have to be, also, all the improvements will have to be run by the Historical Society, the State Historic, because this is a building.
Historic preservation.
Yeah, historical preservation. Yeah. I always say the wrong word.
What's ADA compliant?
Americans with Disabilities Act.
Oh, right.
That's so that people who have wheelchairs or walkers can get in.
Yeah.
Which, physical disabilities.
And did you want us to have it on our agenda for a discussion about things, or is it just like, we don't have any.
What's our timeline also?
The money is going to be, so we have accepted the grant, and I assume early in the next year, they want to get the money out the door very quickly. So we will, when we start in the early in the next year working with, I assume we will work with some sort of engineer to design these projects.
Mm.
And at that time, we'll have to get feedback from you, but yeah. So I don't know if you need to discuss anything more about it right now. Just, you know, have on your radar what are the accessibility projects in the library that you think might fall within that sort of money range, and then there will probably have to be a committee of some kind to work on this grant, and I hope that one of you will be able to sit on that committee in order to represent the library.
Great.
Thank you, Jessica.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Do we have Martha?
Well, my initial comment was I wanted to thank Grace for the minutes she did writing up a 4.5-hour meeting last month. I have to say I'm a little bit confused from what's just happened tonight when, Corey, you said that the public comment in response to Molly, the public comment has to be on an agenda item. And this seems like sort of new news to me, because the last 9 months people have been bringing in any kind of comment at the public comments at the beginning of the meeting, regardless of whether there is something on the agenda about it. And I remember distinctly last month that our treasurer from across the road came in and made a wholly inappropriate attack on the chair of the library board. So, if you're going to change the rules, would you please make them explicit for the rest of us? Tonight you didn't have public comments at the beginning of the agenda, which is a switch from what has been happening for at least a year, if not more than a year.
That's not true.
So I think that you need to justify your changes, why and how, and so that it doesn't feel biased. It doesn't feel partial. And tonight, what you did, shutting off Molly, feels to me biased and impartial.
Thanks.
And partial,
Martha.
Sorry, not impartial.
I was asking for specific sort of care to the public comment tonight for this meeting to just let us get through some business, as that it definitely doesn't have to be a change completely. However, the amount of public comment in the past has taken these meetings to a really unmanageable level, and there are better guidelines for that that they've tried to impart, and so there might be changes. We will definitely put them out there. We do. I'm very committed to being transparent, accountable. I have really good intentions for good governance, so I think that that's definitely something that is. I think everybody, I mean, I don't want to speak for everybody else, but I feel like that is the intention. Okay, so thanks.
Well, I also think it's really important that the public and Pig TV hear some of the information that Molly might be able to share that was not allowed to be presented. And we've been kept in the dark a lot.
Well, respectfully, it sounded like it was going on a personal attack, and I don't think that's appropriate. So, anybody else have public comments? Okay, do I have a motion to adjourn the meeting?
I'll make that motion.
Second?
I'll second.
Any discussion?
Did you want to discuss anything else?
All in favor?
I'm in favor.
Aye. Okay. Meeting's adjourned.
Thanks, everybody.
21.